Passing to you since 1922.
Hey everybody, thank you for joining us. I'm your co-host Samantha Alvarez, and you're tuned into Let That Music Out.
And I'm Roy Hamilton III, your host on Let That Music Out, and we are happy that this is episode number 9 and we're back with this season. And I'm also joined by, for the first time, a co-host, Miss Samantha Alvarez. So thank you for joining us.
No worries, happy to be here.
All right, glad to have you here. So in this episode, you're going to hear some of the Singers Company's music that you've already heard in previous episodes, but we're also introducing a few new songs as well. So that should be interesting. But before we do that, I want to give you the opportunity, Samantha, to introduce the first 3 songs of this set, if you're up for it.
Sounds great. 1, we have Till Love by Kate Stanford. 2, Rising by Jay Aya. And 3, Echoes by Sarah Tomlinson. Enjoy, and we'll be back right after the music.
Do you want to? 'Cause I want to.
It might never feel this way.
drops, oh, my loyalty. Not a day goes by when I don't think about you. Watching the time roll by, praying for the strength to fly without thinking about you.
Gonna look
right. That was Sarah Tomlinson with Echoes. I love that song. Great track.
Yeah, such an amazing song, plus an amazing voice as well.
So we're about to get into our interview for today with a talented, multi-talented artist named Jessica Jolia joining us from California.
Yes, Roy, not only is she a recording artist, but she's a songwriter and producer.
Yes, definitely multi-talented. All right, so we're going to get into the first half of the interview with Miss Jessica Jolia. Stay tuned. All right. Welcome to Let That Music Out, Miss Jessica Jolia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. What part of the world are you in right now?
I'm in California. I'm in Sacramento, California, actually.
Sacramento. Okay.
Yeah.
And how's the weather in Sacramento right now?
You know what? We have had unprecedented, in my opinion, rain and cloudy days and cold weather for much longer than what I feel like is normal, at least from what I can remember. But it's a sunny day today. I don't know. Let's check the Apple Watch. It says it's 61. It feels a little warmer than that. So good weather today.
Okay. So I'll get into it because I don't want to keep you. I know you're a very busy woman. So my first question is, how did you get started in music?
So I think partially, there's a part of me that really truly believes I didn't have a choice in having, you know, a love and almost an obsession with music. My parents talk about, you know, when my mom was pregnant with me, my dad put headphones on her stomach and he played lots and lots of different styles of music. So I heard a lot before I was even actually officially here. Just, I think I naturally gravitated towards music. My mom said, you know, when I was little, I think she said maybe 1.5. She kind of was like peeking in on me because I was playing with toys and she wanted to make sure I was okay. And I had 2 like Barbie dolls. She was laughing because instead of, you know, making them kind of like communicate to each other, she said that I was like singing. So it was like, hello. And then, who are you? And she was like, and I didn't know where you got that from, but I was like, that's in her. So let her be her.
That's beautiful. So like, were your parents or like grandparents musicians as well?
My mom, she likes to sing around the house, but she would never like sing in a public space ever. And then
sounds like me a little bit. I got shy. And
my dad is not around. A singer, but I mean, I feel like people who have it in them should, you know, experience it a little bit broader. So I'm going to encourage you.
Thank you.
Go ahead and do that. But my dad, he's not necessarily a singer, but I feel like, especially now that, you know, I'm an adult and I can reflect back on the past, he definitely is a really musical person and he has a musical ear. He would like do his own remixes and stuff. Like before there was even like, you know, really cool technology that we have now to make it easier to do. He would figure out ways to like, okay, I like this song and I like this song. How do we put them together? My grandparents are a bit more traditionally musical on both sides. My grandmother on my mom's side plays the accordion. My grandfather played the organ. And then on my dad's side, my grandmother and all of her siblings were in a gospel singing group. So, you know, there's music all around me.
Okay. So I'm going to go tonight. So when I found you online, it looked like you're in the middle of a tour, or at least at the time when we first connected on social media, you were in the middle of a tour. Can you get into detail on what that project was that you were out on the road for?
I am singing with Kylie Minogue.
There it is. That's what it is. Kylie Minogue. Shout out to Kylie Minogue. Wow.
Yeah. Shout out to her. She's the sweetest human. Love working with her. But she has a residency at Voltaire inside of the Venetian in Las Vegas. So we've been there since November. We run through May.
Doing a show in Vegas, like to get some context, like what is that like? That experience of being a part of a Las Vegas production at that level.
It's really cool. When I think about, you know, my earliest introduction to Las Vegas, it was like college spring break and everybody's like going to Las Vegas and figuring out what you can do in Las Vegas, where's the fun places to go, and then the sightseeing stuff. And and then there's like the natural aspect of it. Where can we hike? Where can we do this and that? But the performance side is really cool. It's a really cool experience. Las Vegas is a busy place and a busy town, and there's definitely parks that you might not want to walk around alone at night. Oh. But overall, it's been really great experience. The crowd has been beautiful. And
so segueing into my next question. So who are some of the influences from music for you? Like who are some of your influences and inspiration?
I listen to a lot of different music stylistically. And a lot of what I really, really like gravitate towards is the music that my dad really listened to when I was young, because mm-hmm. I remember it so much. And, you know, I don't know if most people remember, you know, being 2 and 3 and 4, but I remember being really young and just really being mindful of what he was listening to and what I connected with. You know, there was a lot of like R&B and there was a lot of jazz and there was a lot of funk. So like, you know, and these are probably some of his favorites too, but like there's, you know, Parliament and there's Chaka Khan and, you know, Prince and Michael Jackson and,
yeah,
you know, it's just all of the artists who were not, you know, just popular, but very, very focused on the execution and maybe borderline perfectionist at what they did. But also the artists who like, you know, found really cool ways to connect with their audience, whether it was deliberate or unintentional, you know, the people that, you know, were available in a sense, you mm-hmm. know, not the artists who like, everybody's heard this song, but I don't know who that person is. And I, you know, I can't, you know, if I passed them in the street, I wouldn't recognize
right.
them.
Yeah.
You know, the people who, you know, were great at what they did. And you made a point, you know, for the public to be able to recognize that, but also like who were genuinely themselves. Those are the types of artists and the styles of music too, because I think those artists, you know, performed and released that sort of music.
Absolutely.
That's what I gravitated towards. You know, now thinking, you know, who's still here, I think Chaka Khan is probably my favorite.
Okay, man, Chaka Khan.
Wow. Yes.
I saw Chaka Khan perform at the Toronto International Film Festival when Quincy Jones, I'm going back to even pre-pandemic. So
okay.
They debuted the Quincy documentary film that, remember, that Quincy Jones had out, and Chaka Khan was one of the people who performed. It was my first time ever seeing her perform live.
Oh, wow.
It was really cool. It was good to see her in action. And I was like, wow, man, man, so much soul. It's still
yes.
a lot of energy.
Yes. You know? Yes. She sounds so great. And mm-hmm. like, I really appreciate seeing the artists who, you know, have really, you know, cultivated who they are and what their sound is. And,
that's
you know,
right. and own it.
Yes.
Own it. Yeah.
And they're them. I love the authenticity, and I've seen Chaka a handful of times and thankful for it.
That was a great first half by Miss Jessica Jolia. So we're going to get into a few songs here. We have up first, Corinne Kaza with Tempting 2, Yvonne Coucher with Sembereno, and Not Torn by Larissa Santiago. And then we'll be back with the second half of the interview. Stay tuned.
Realize come back for more. You can't just hit restart. Our love won't be restored. You left me shattered. I thought that we mattered, but now I set myself free. Things will get better. I have closed this chapter.
So my next question then, so what is the biggest message that you want to bring to people through your music?
My biggest message is something that I learned, you know, not super late in life, but something that I learned a little later. Not because it wasn't something instilled in me, because my parents really lasered and honed in on, you know, self-love and self-affirmations, and you are you for a reason and be you. But I think once I decided I really wanted to pursue a career in music, it became tricky because I wasn't a person, you know, born into the industry, and I didn't have, you know, naturally, you know, a connection with this person, this label, you know, this publisher. So there was a space and a moment in time where I felt like I really had to kind of, you know, analyze what was happening and try to get a gauge on what I thought people would like to hear, what I thought, you know, I should put out, because, well, this is popular and this is popular and this is popular. And not to say that it didn't work to an extent, but it wasn't fulfilling. And I think when I just decided to say, I'm me, and it's okay to be me, and it's okay to really, you know, take everything that I've experienced, the beautiful things, the not so great things, and pour it into my music in a way that is most authentically myself.
Absolutely.
It'll be super fulfilling, but also, like, you know, you might be surprised the way that it resonates with people. You know, not that I ever tried to sound like a certain artist, a certain band or anything like that, but I was always being mindful of, like, you know, trying to anticipate in advance what might the next person want to hear that doesn't know who I am and
Absolutely.
Doesn't have a history of me. But just leaning into me, it's been a beautiful thing. And I encourage that to, you know, the youngest, most perhaps afraid and unsure budding, growing artists. It's so great to be you and to be comfortable in your you-ness. Like, it's such a good thing.
I love that, your you-ness. I like
such
that.
Such a good thing.
I love that answer. Great answer. Cool. So what, in your opinion so far, what's been the most challenging part of your music journey?
For me, a lot of it is self-imposed, because I'm a person that, like, likes to do a lot of things at once. It's not been an impossible task, but it has been challenging to pursue music and also to further my education.
Okay.
I'm in an MBA program right now, and it's not easy.
Interesting.
It's not easy to keep up with the assignments, in addition to the travel and the rehearsal and the performance schedule. You know, there was a point in time where I was, you know, just primarily focused on performing and songwriting and recording, and I didn't have an additional element. And those things alone, you know, take a lot of time and energy and planning and all the things. So it has challenged me in a way that I didn't anticipate that it would.
Wow.
But I'm grateful for it, because I'm learning a lot. Not only things that can help me, but things that I can in turn inform other people of, whether it's, you know, a casual, unexpected conversation or something like this, where it's a formal interview and I can say, well, you know what, let me reflect on, you know, the last 5 courses perhaps, and how those apply to this industry. Cause I'm getting an MBA in finance. It's not specific to music business, but it applies.
Absolutely. So, you know, definitely applies.
Yeah, it's not for the faint of heart, but it's worth it. And I appreciate being in the position that I'm in today.
Well, we have that in common. I remember back in 2010, between 2010 and 2012, I did something similar. I was very deep into the music industry, but the music industry was changing. Mm-hmm. And I decided to go to Berklee College of Music for 2 years at the age of 30, by the way, and do a music business master's program, because I wanted to learn the new music. And I remember it was intense trying to juggle both and family life with my children and all of it. It was it was a time.
You finished, so you are encouragement to me.
Yes, I got.
You did that.
You're on the wall. They're on the wall. Yeah, next month I got an email. Berkeley alumni, they're going to do a small story, an interview on me in their newsletter for next month. So I should encourage some people, right? I'm like,
I love that.
Woo. So encourage some more people. Can I talk about it too? Like the need to, you know, continue learning and so that you can grow into where you're going in your future. Yes. Sometimes that takes more education. You need to know more than you know to go into certain areas. So, okay, two more questions. Got time for two more because it's such a good interview. Okay, vocal health tips because, you know, our community has a lot of young singers, some experienced singers, but do you have any special go-to vocal health tips that you can share?
Well, a few. They're more like Hail Marys for me.
Okay.
But I can say, so John Henney, I had the pleasure of working with him some years ago, and I was preparing for a really big performance. And so one thing that he told me, which has been great for me in traveling and touring, especially when you have a lot of vocal fatigue, he was telling me there's a really cool, quick way for you to, you know, warm up your vocal cords, even if you feel like you're hoarse and you're tired and all the things. You know, the coffee stirrers that have just a tiny, tiny little bit of space.
Uh-huh.
You take those and you put your finger on the end and you blow into it, and then you kind of open it up and close it and open it up and close it. I don't know how, I'm not the scientist. I don't know the science behind it.
Okay.
But it opens up your vocal cords and it works, you know, at least long enough to get you through like, you know, 90 minute, you know, maybe 120 minute performance.
So the really thin one with a little bit
little
of air that can go
through.
Little
tiny ones with just a little ones, yeah. bit. Of, yes. You just blow
into that, you hold the
it.
Other side and.
Yes.
Never heard that one before. Thank you.
It's amazing. I also use singer spray. And if you're not trying to like save yourself and just trying to maintain like, you know, a good regimen, I like a lot of turmeric and ginger tea.
I love that. Turmeric and ginger tea.
Not just specific to your vocal cords, but your lungs. You got to get your lungs working and at their peak, the best that you can get them to be too. So I try to incorporate that, you know, pretty regularly.
Wow. Okay. Final question. What's next? What can we expect from you and for you?
Working on a lot of music this year. I have a project. I like to say that it's done, but I know me and I'd like to add things, you know, at the you know, last minute. But I've been working really closely with a producer named Jan Hunter. Jan Hunter Jr. from the Bay Area originally. He's just a super talented guy. You know, he went to Berkeley too. So he's very musical.
Shout out to Berkeley.
he's a really talented individual. He's a really good human, you know, aside from all of his talents. And he has a great ear, you know, like I really feel like he knows what he's great at and maybe what connects with, you know, the most naturally and innately. But he's also aware of like, okay, this is happening over here and this is my thing. So let's like, how do we merge these things in a way that's still like cool and innovative and new? So I'm super excited to say that we have a project that's coming out
Amazing.
This year. I won't say exactly when, but it's been a beautiful experience. So it's something to look out for.
All right. We're going to be looking out for that. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Let That Music Out. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure.
What a great interview. Thank you, Jessica, for coming in and talking with us. Next up, we have Embrace by Ariel, Who's It Gonna Be by Lux Bala, and Nightlight by Natalie Exora.
Why don't you like what you see? Why don't you like? Why don't you like? Why don't you like what you see? Why don't you like? All I see is beauty. Safe space. Why are our colors faded so light? So light. Our obsession. Blindness from seeing what's been made beautiful, so right. So often we lose ourselves or we're never satisfied in this life. Why don't you like what do you see? Why don't you like? Why don't you like what do you see? Why don't you?
Is it me, is it me, is it me, yeah.
Right, that was Natalie Exora with Nightlight. Great song. So how do you feel about today's episode, Samantha? How you feeling?
Amazing. It was a wonderful episode today.
It really was. And again, thank you for joining me as my co-host. And to everybody out there listening, we're going to have two more songs before we go. We have The Key by Nyx. And we're going to close out the show with Brooklyn Rendezvous by Sophia Sarlat. And we hope you enjoy Let That Music Out. We'll see you next week.
Till I left you, couldn't see the path blurred by my tears. Wasted all my time all those damn years. You showed pain just to hide, and I lied to survive. You held me down, that's when I cried. You had a monster inside. The mastermind, he comes out of hiding. Never trust him, he's just a liar. So I won't be your puppet, I'm no longer on your string. I'm breaking free, I'm breaking free. I've got the key, I'm taking back. Found my way out. I should have known what you were about. Manipulated me for the fame, using all my friends for your own gain. I was a game in your eyes. Wasn't love just a guise? You held me down, that's when I cried. You had a monster inside.
I'm breaking free, breaking free.
till 3 in the morning. I've only drank whiskey with you. Can't tell by the next time I see you a side eye. Daytime was just not for us two.
CFRC 101.9 FM has new social media. Find us on Instagram and Facebook at CFRC Music and keep up with the latest announcements about our programming and projects. Follow us today at CFRC Music.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
$5,785,920 minutes. 96,432 hours. 4,018 days. 574 weeks. 13 games. 11 long, excruciating years. That's how long it's been since the Queen's Gaels last experienced victory over their most hated rivals, the Western Mustangs. On Saturday, September 28th, 2024, 11 years to the day of their last victory, the Gaels get their next shot at Ontario's best. And CFRC will be there live to call all the action. Tune in at 12:45 p.m. for the pregame show. Kickoff is scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is electric. This is unprecedented. This is Queens football on CFRC.
Looking for free and credible resources to help you navigate the online world safely and responsibly? Mediasmarts.ca has all kinds of quick and easy-to-use tools waiting for you, from learning how to protect your privacy to verifying and fact-checking information and navigating AI. Mediasmarts offers games, quizzes, articles, and guides for all ages. Learn how to spot fake news with the help of the House Hippo. Think critically about the media we love and find ways to be informed and active online. Visit Mediasmarts.ca today and learn the skills you need to thrive in the digital world.
Join conversations that cross generations at Kingston Writers Fest, September 25th through 29th, 2024. Enjoy engaging discussions and readings with renowned Canadian authors in onstage author events, writer's studio masterclasses, and special gatherings surrounding the stories and topics that matter to you, like renowned Canadian authors Danny Ramadan, Helen Humphreys, Vincent Antioque, Carol Off, Lisa Moore, and MJ Vasanji, alongside a trivia night, brunches and lunches, an open mic, and a cabaret-style evening in honor of Stephen Hyten. For more information, festival passes, and single event tickets, check out kingstonwritersfest.ca. Student pricing for many events is available.